Vypsu and Vypsu Port. Vypsu Townlet and Vypsu Village, once considered an important trade and harbor site, are located in Põlvamaa County near Võhandu River. Lake Lämmijärv is about 3 kilometers from here. Vypsu is also considered to be the beginning of historical Setomaa region. First references of Vypsu dates back to 1428, when the chronicles describe ongoing border disputes. However, people have been settling here at the gates of Setomaa already much earlier. A treasure found near Vypsu dates back to the first part of the 11th century, which means that people were inhabiting this area already around the years 800 to 1050. In the middle of the 13th century, Vypsu had small wooden defense towers and a harbor. In the following centuries, Vypsu has been mentioned in various chronicles, although under different names, such as Webbeke, Veipso, Vibovski. Vypsu was an important site for transporting goods en route from Livonia to the border town of Pskov. The second half of the 19th century brought along several industrial manufacturers, e.g. leather tanning and engine milling, as well as pottery. Known as the capital of Seto potters, Vypsu had a dense transport of goods and passengers via its harbor. Vypsu was also famous for trade fairs. The most important commodity back then was flax. Vypsu Street Village developed to the excellent fishing from Lakes Peipus and Pihkva, Pskov, and from the Võhandu River. Large fires, including the fire of 1939, when quarter of a settlement burned down, as well as a result of wars, the importance of the settlement declined. Ship connection from the port also terminated. Today a local site is the preserved Orthodox St. Nicholas Church, with 18th century icons St. Gennadius and Birth of Holy Mother. There is a small wooden Seto chapel in Vypsu, called Tsasson, as it used to be in every decent Seto village. Additionally, you can have a look at the fire depot and the well-preserved old cobblestone road. Positive developments can be seen in the harbor as the quay is being reconstructed. The restoration of the historic harbor, an important cultural heritage site, will help to revitalize the region's culture and intensify ship traffic on River Võhandu and Lake Lämmijärv.